Fall colors in Utah's mountains are getting people thinking about prospects for a snowy winter. KUER's Judy Faze has a story about El Niño's potential impact and how the blob could factor in.
Jim Steinberg is a University of Utah atmospheric scientist who wrote a book called Secrets of the Greatest Snow on Earth. He's a skier who relishes snowy days. But as a scientist, he's wary of all the chatter about a Godzilla El Niño dropping monster powder on the Wasatch Mountains. Steinberg says the El Niño weather pattern doesn't necessarily bring big snow, even though that's what happened in 1983 and 1997.
I think we've got to be careful about assuming it's going to be big. It doesn't mean it can't be big. I don't rule that out. I just say right now the odds aren't weighted strongly from the climatological odds of having a big winter versus a dry winter.
California is banking on rain from El Niño, and other parts of the West can expect climate shifts too. But northern Utah just doesn't see predictable patterns. Meanwhile, forecasters are watching the blob, a warm patch in the Pacific off Washington's coast, that's blamed for storm-blocking high pressure. Brian McInerney is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service who says this El Niño is so strong, it could clobber the blob.
If you were going to wager, there's a higher probability that you will see wetter conditions in northern Utah this winter due to the strong El Niño as a record breaker.
Other factors like a four-year dry streak and changing climate patterns are also in play. So snow lovers are basically stuck waiting to see how patterns actually play out. Judy Faze, KUER News.